You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text SUNNY to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text SUNNY to 200-300. That's SUNNY to 200-300. SUNNY to 200-300.
Greg, I don't know, like, maybe you should be doing this for money on, like, your OnlyFans.
I'm not on OnlyFans. I'm not sure what that is.
But. Oh, you should get on.
It'd be really great if we, with our freedom from ESPN, we just started a Greg Cody smut page over at OnlyFans where you're just showing people your butthole for $5.
Whoa. Can we not?
I think you could get away with just the feet.
You could do it for 10, I mean...
Your son almost did it for free a few weeks ago. So,
oh, God.
Can we do this? Can we, not the butthole part, but can we do a sensual Greg Cody OnlyFans page where we make him a little extra coin by fetishizing parts of his body that are not in any way attractive, but are no longer, that can make him a little extra cash on the side for like the Cody elbow.
Greg, you're already shaking your head no, and this is going to be a much easier transition than you think. You're already behind a paywall. Just lean into it. I'd like to see the Herald fire you for an OnlyFans. It kept Armando there for a while.
Get your money, Greg Cody. Are you willing to do this? He takes himself too seriously. For all the joking and stuff, Greg Cody ends up taking himself and his journalistic position too seriously to be crawling around on a carpet sensually the way Don Bailey has in ads around here across 50 years on our billboard.
Look, $30 gets you a ball.
How about we draw that line and say no?
I would love a photo of Greg Cody on a bearskin rug with just a bit nude with just a basketball in front of him in a strategically placed place.
How much would you pay?
I would not either.
I would pay for that. I would have Metalark pay for that if the audience would like that. I could actually run the price up on that to see
We're all, you know, investors in this company too, Dan. I think we should have a say.
Yeah,
I was just
seriously
saying he should have a foot page on OnlyFans.
Right.
Well, we'll get to this in a second. This is going to be at the end of this segment, and this is going to be unpleasant. Stugatz, Witty went out and got a nail clipper, and Stugatz just held it up and said, I don't think this is going to be big enough. He was like the Jaws line, we're going to need a bigger boat. He does the toenail that's about to be unleashed, but that's not the funny part of this. The funny part of this is Greg Cody whimpered under his breath to me, I didn't know we were doing this today. I've worn embarrassing socks.
It's not the toenail that's embarrassing.
No, I'm sure it's the toenail that is also embarrassing. But then Greg Cody said, remember the V-cut? And Stugatz, who has done this before, says, what's the V-cut?
I've done it twice, I think, actually.
So, Greg Cody, you're maintaining that this yellow great big toenail is the worst you've ever unsheathed.
It's not the worst. I'm proud of my great toenails.
It's the best.
It's the longest.
And what is the V-cut?
The V-cut is in the middle of the toenail, at the apex of the toenail, you make a V-cut and then trim.
A toenail is not supposed to have an apex, Greg.
Well, it does. Greg's does.
That's you trim it from toenail. The Jessica, middle to the outside. Jack,
can we just please get a camera? I know we don't have enough cameras in here yet. I need it on Jessica's face throughout the entirety of this, because when this thing gets unsheathed, she might pass out, and I don't want to miss it the way we missed Greg Cody's golf shot.
Well, what Greg normally does is he puts it up on the table here. And so, Jess, if I have to get up to actually go cut the nail, I can okay? If you want to sit in
this,
my seat,
we
you
will
can get
do
a front
this together
seat.
In a second. I mean, I just want to make sure we've got video.
I'm staying behind the glass.
Just stay behind the Zoom, but let's just make sure that in the Zoom, everyone is zoned in on this is going to be a horror because she has not seen this. But before we get to that, Greg Cody has to go to the bucket of death. All of the lines provided by our good friends, our great friends, our best friends, better than friends, our partners, our sponsors, DraftKings, all the lines. Are you ready?
Rummaging.
Comedy. Doing it extra
long. The Browns.
Oh, wow. The
Brownies. Oft-discussed Browns.
The Browns are at the L.A. Chargers this week.
They are plus one. They're getting 1 point.
Hell no.
Yeah, attaboy.
Good teams win. Great teams cover.
Hell no. Well, that would be hard to win without.
Exactly.
Fine bucket and death. Why do I keep picking
That's
this
impossible.
Thing?
Wow.
Why do I keep picking my bucket?
It's been replenished.
There's some money.
He said God, bucket. Bucket is what he said. He's got about $60 in there.
I did say bucket.
Yeah, there's north of $50 in there, Greg. Yep.
Well, he doesn't have a choice.
I know,
this
but
is
then
it.
Don't I die?
Yes,
again?
You immediately die.
Instant death, yes. That might happen anyway. You might as well take the money.
$50 now.
Okay, count it up, Roy. How much money is in there? This is amazing. We went 2 years without pulling that thing, and we pulled it. He's pulled it three times.
Now, you owed $800 in fines yesterday. Did you put all that money in, Dan?
I did not put $800 in fines.
You now have $60, Greg.
Wow. Hey, man.
Wow. Okay. All right. Congratulations.
Christopher will steal that from me, too.
The swap helmet is still out there, Greg, yes.
All right, let's do this. Let's strategically get in place here. This is one of the grid of death punishments. We have a lot of people who owe, and one of the ones who owe. Did you just take off your sock?
I haven't yet. You want
me to? No, not yet. We want to see your sock. I want to see what the embarrassing sock looks like. Let's get all of our camera work in play here so that we can hear at the highest rung of the entertainment and show business ladder, we can V-cut the old, crusty, yellow, giant toenail of Greg Cody.
Now, it is part yellow, but also, you know how you open up a clam and it kind of looks like a rainbow? It's got that going on now.
Thank you.
It's super yellow. I don't think it's kind of cloudy yellow.
I don't know. I'm like a dog with a bone on this one.
Wait, it just dawned on me. Mike has seen it already. He saw it at golf. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, no. Yeah, it was curling under...
Yeah, this is going to be unpleasant.
Do we have seen in the kitchen in Jurassic Park where the raptor walks in?
Yes.
Right. Do we want to pick, look at the left and right and pick which is the greater of the great toes?
It is a talon. Let's just put whatever's comfortable that's not going to break your hip here. Let's
put
just
both of them up there.
We can choose from both of them. If you can get both of your feet up there, we can choose which one it is. Is there going to be a scent? Have these socks been on like overnight and stuff?
They've been on since this morning.
All right, but hold on. Can we put the sock out here first before you take it off, please?
I will tell you that I have seen the socks. They are adorable. There's nothing to be embarrassed about.
All right.
They're in honor of the 130-yard shot that I hold out.
Okay. Let's see what these socks are. They are golf socks. They are... He's got long golfer socks, and now you can take those socks off.
Oh, God.
You can see the toenail.
You can see the toenail underneath. Yeah. Yes. Yes. It's like, it's a bit like an embryo.
No.
Yes. It's trying to grow out like a horror movie.
I'm doing this slowly like a striptease.
Here, yes. It is the opposite of that. You can get that on. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
It truly does have an apex.
Wait a second.
I refuse to look at this. My eyes are closed.
Like, you want the other one? Let's see which is bigger.
No, it can't.
Hang on.
How do I do this without touching the foot?
I refuse to look at this.
Here's the other one.
We're going to see which is
never good when you can see a nail from the back.
I go for symmetry, but they're natural, so you can never tell.
Should go to the doctor.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Oh, dear God.
Oh, my God.
I can't look at this. This is deeply...
I can't.
It looks like Razzar from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2.
Bend them again.
Oh, my God. This is...
Oh.
Which one do you want, Stugatz?
Oh. Well, which one do you want? Which one do the guys want?
I can't watch this. I'm going to throw up on the computer. I cannot watch this. It's so unpleasant. I can't explain to you. I imagine a snail's carcass, a giant fat snail's carcass. It's just growing around his big toe. It's like a shell. It's like a dome of protection, of rotted protection. It's unbelievable.
Woody just said it looks like a witch's foot.
That's exactly what it looks like.
I was using so many words, and those are better. And it's, yes, it looks like the foot of a 900-year-old witch who eats babies. Yes. Yeah. And it's the most horrifying part about her.
Yeah. Tony, you may want to get some angle from the back, too, because you got to see this thing at all.
It's unbelievable. So you're going to do a panorama shot of this toenail?
This is the worst I've ever seen it.
All right. Can I leave, please? I'd like to leave. Can I leave?
How does this thing fit in your shoe?
I'm going to leave.
I'm going in. It needs its own shoe.
I don't want to do this.
God.
Beak cut, right?
See what I mean about the rainbow sheen?
Beak cut. Okay. I need a better angle, Greg. I'm going to hurt you.
Not a flat cut.
A V cut.
A V cut, please.
Okay. Oh my God.
Don't block the shot.
The V is in the middle.
I know the middle. I know the V. I know the apex.
Why is your mouth so close to it?
I'm touching it. I'm touching his toe.
Yeah, you need to.
That's not a V cut.
Should get gloves for this.
It doesn't fit.
You want me to give you the V cut?
No, it doesn't fit around your toe. I'm touching the nail.
Ah!
Oh, God.
Hold up. V-cutting it. Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, that was a big one.
If you want to, I'll do the V for you, and then you can finish.
Oh, my God. It won't cut.
They're thick.
Okay. Why am I
I think you're going to need like a cheese grater to file that baby down.
Okay, I got a little piece off. How am I doing, Greg?
It's going to take like an hour to get that, like at the rate you're going, Stugatz.
He hasn't given it a proper V.
Keep chopping, Stu. Keep chopping.
What a hedge trimmer.
All right, you want to get in there for the V real quick?
Yeah, I'll do the V.
Okay.
Whoa, Jesus.
I'll cut around. Greg's going to do the V.
All right, this is what I mean by the V.
And that's what I mean by the clippers don't fit. They don't fit.
Right, that's the V.
Okay, so he's pulling off.
This is available if anybody wants to buy it on eBay.
All right, now I can work around that?
Right.
Okay. Working it.
Go from the middle to the side.
Oh, my God.
That nail's flying. The nails are flying.
I'm so glad I'm behind glass right now.
You should be.
I can't believe you're so particular about how I cut your nail.
You guys, you probably need some goggles.
I haven't cut it in years. Oh, my God. I see now. Oh, this is going to be a good one.
Oh, now you're getting it.
Oh, it landed on Tony.
Jesus Christ.
Tony got impaled. Oh, no. Tony, are you okay?
Shrapnel.
If you can hear me. Just know that I'm sorry.
Tony, cover your mouth. Oh, it might fly God. In there.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Okay. I'm going to pull it off. I pulled a piece of your nail off.
Thank you.
That's what I do for a friend.
Good job. These are Cody toes.
Here we go. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Baby.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hold up. You got to get this little... There's a dead part of this toenail. It died before you. Oh, my God. Okay, hold up. Really get in there on this one.
Thank you.
How's it feel?
It feels great. You're doing a hell of a job. I don't see any blood yet, so we're good.
Okay. I feel like that's...
It's pretty good.
I think you're good.
You know, if you're getting tired, Jess can come in here and finish up.
The f- I will.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vandercoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.